From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, October 17th. Anti-Trump protests are back in the North State this weekend. The rallies are part of the No Kings movement, which first drew millions to the streets in June. Organizers say they're pushing back against authoritarianism under the Trump administration. Demonstrations are planned Saturday across the region, including Chico, Redding, Red Bluff, Weaverville, and Quincy. Kate McCracken is with the coalition behind the rally in Chico. She says Saturday's protest will likely be even bigger than the one this summer, especially given the government shutdown.
People just can't handle losing their health care. They're being laid off of federal jobs. They're not being paid for work they're doing.
McCracken says the protests are meant to be peaceful. She encourages people to bring signs, friends, water, and positive energy. Times and locations of the rallies are at mynspr.org. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Thursday the state will make generic insulin available to patients at a lower cost. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
California will be the first state in the nation to begin selling its own insulin starting next year. It'll do so through the CalRx program starting in January, where the state works directly with manufacturers to sell drugs in their generic versions to lower costs. Long-acting insulin is used to treat both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. More than a million Californians rely on insulin every day. Nikita Kalam-Harris is one of them. She has type 1 diabetes.
I was once out of insulin for 5 hours, and that put me in the ICU for 2 weeks.
A month's supply of insulin can cost patients hundreds of dollars a month. The CalRx insulin will cost $55 for a month's supply. Newsom says the program is designed to reinvent how Californians can access critical medicines at a lower cost, saying the state needs to go around big pharma.
90% of insulins in this country, 90% share are in the hands of just three big companies, and they have been gouging you for years and years and years.
CalRx already supplies a generic version of naloxone, a drug that prevents overdoses. Newsom says his administration is looking into providing generic drugs for asthma, GLP-1 medications, and even diapers. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, Chico band Solar Estates has been performing for nearly a decade. Now, they're releasing a highly anticipated self-titled new album. Eric Jeffries is a singer and guitarist for the band.
Assembling it all together took a long time, and we mixed it ourselves. So it was a long and ultimately very satisfying process that we're now able to actually share it with everyone. So that's exciting.
The recording process took 3 years. Guitarist Stephen Galloway says he's thrilled to see the project fully realized.
There was like a real vision for how we wanted to record and produce the album. Thanks, you know, mostly to Eric's hard work. And I feel like, you know, in large part we achieved that.
Solar Estates is playing a release show tonight at Argus Bar and Patio. More about the album at mynspr.org. And a celebration of life will be held next month for the flight nurse who died in last week's medical helicopter crash on Highway 50. The memorial for Susie Smith will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on November 14th. Smith was critically injured after the Reach Air medical helicopter she was aboard went down October 6th, shortly after taking off from UC Davis Medical Center. She died of her injuries last Saturday. Smith had a 50-year career as a nurse, including 21 years with Reach. Her body was flown from Sacramento to Red Bluff on Sunday, followed by an honor procession to Palo Cedro. The crash also critically injured pilot Chad Millward and paramedic Dee Dee Davis, who remain hospitalized. Additionally, the California Hospital Association has filed a lawsuit to block rules aimed at keeping consumer healthcare costs from growing too fast. CalMatters reports the lawsuit was filed this week against the State Office of Healthcare Affordability, which regulates healthcare spending. The suit argues that limits on this spending are illegal and will result in layoffs and cuts in service. 14 hospitals in the North State are a part of the Hospital Association. And all registered voters in Butte County should have received their ballots in the mail by now for the November 4th special election. Registrar of Voters, Keaton Denley, is telling voters to contact his office if they don't receive a ballot by today. Ballots are in a white envelope with a wide blue stripe. And finally, the Butte Glen Community College District has secured $5.4 million in TRIO Student Support Services grants. These funds, awarded by the U.S. Department of Education, will extend through the 2029-2030 academic year and help low-income, first-generation, and disabled students attend college. The program offers comprehensive support, including academic guidance, goal setting, and performance tracking. It also helps with financial aid applications, scholarship opportunities, and transferring. The funding aims to assist around 500 students annually. And those were your headlines for Friday, October 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.